Good morning and welcome to the first of its kind 21st century hearing on the 21st century economy. America and the world are embarking on a journey into a new age of human endeavor and achievement. This era will experience tremendous change in every aspect of our lives. We're already witnessing unparalleled change in the global economy, in technology and communication, in business and industry, and in communities and families. These changes mean that the industrial age government is obsolete. Government in the information age must become dramatically smarter, smaller, and simpler. An information age government shouldn't just be more efficient in meeting industrial age objectives, as some propose. Instead, government must be redesigned and its policies reformed to maximize freedom for innovators and entrepreneurs and to build new avenues for individual creativity and prosperity. If we can successfully redesign our government, especially in economic policies, then the new technologies of today and tomorrow will help create a world of unprecedented economic opportunity and prosperity for future generations. Today, we will explore society's transition into this new era and focus on the role of government in the information age economy. Maybe the most fundamental and profound fact of the technological change we are witnessing is that the power of the computer chip now doubles every year and a half. That pace will get even faster. In the next 10 years, microchip power will increase by a million times, and the power of global computer networks increases geometrically as millions of new users are linked together every month. What does that mean for government? It means a bureaucratic, heavy-handed, industrial-age government can't hope to keep up. Today's government is trying to manage yesterday's economy. That is not only a waste of increasingly scarce resources, it creates barriers to future growth and prosperity. Clearly, a government built on old notions of regulation and control cannot hope to survive, much less succeed in an environment of ever-expanding individual freedom in the information age. Today's hearing is a modest example of how the technologies of the information revolution are changing American government. This is the first congressional hearing to make full use of interactive video teleconference technology. Six out of the ten witnesses are testifying from remote locations around the nation and abroad over an interactive audio-video network. We're being transcribed onto the internet and invite the C-SPAN and online audiences to submit questions to the committee. Our email address is jec@town.hall.org. I'd especially like to note the location of two of our witnesses. Paul Johnson is testifying from London, England, and Congressman Bob Walker from Ephrata, Pennsylvania. I point these out to emphasize that the information revolution is already reaching every corner of the globe, from the biggest cities to the smallest towns. As long as we avoid creating artificial barriers to the information transformation, no one will be left behind as we embark on this exciting journey into the information age. I can foresee future hearings in which all the witnesses testify from their homes and all Americans will be able to participate, and will cut the cost of these hearings by half or more compared to the traditional way. For example, we've cut the cost of today's hearing in half by using interactive technology rather than bringing everyone to the nation's capital.